It's the Dubai Property Podcast for news, interviews and market trends.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Dubai Property Podcast as we talk real estate right around the UAE on this weekend in Dubai and available, of course, on Spotify, also Apple Podcasts and Amazon. And another Saturday morning has turned up. And just a reminder, if you'd like to get in contact with a suggestion in terms of what you would like to hear, our email address is dubaipropertypodcast@gmail.com. Yes, we've got the Saturday morning property market update, and we have Michael, Mario and Lillian waiting in the wings. And I do want to get some comments from them because, you know, this time last Saturday, it was very much pear-shaped.
It's the Saturday morning property market update. Join us for a deep dive into the world of real estate on the Dubai Property Podcast.
Yes, pear-shaped in the sense of all the rain that we were talking about last Saturday, 75 years, the worst of it dumped in 24 hours or less. You know, they say it's amazing what a difference a day makes. In this case, a difference within the week. Michael, Mario and Lillian, how have you found your week?
Super good response from the Dubai government as usual. If there's one word that describes Dubai's government, it's versatile. So yeah, wading through water last Saturday and sunbathing on the beach this weekend. So yeah, it's been quite a recovery.
Yeah, and despite the fact that there was predictions of more rain, thankfully that didn't materialize. One thing that did happen is that the central bank made comments to the insurance companies to basically sort themselves out and start looking at claims and start giving out relief to the poor car owners who had their cars stranded.
I actually drove through Arabian Ranches a couple of days ago, and whilst the water has gone down, there's mud and dust everywhere. There's a couple of abandoned cars, and I do know families that are still staying in hotels while the cleanup goes on.
Yeah, I'm sure that there's plenty of people in that situation. All right, well, let's kick off this morning and have a look at the growth of developments in Dubai, which is in clear sight. We know that there are so many announcements being made every week with a new off-plan project launching every 18 hours. We've mentioned that before. It just seems like a crazy statistic. New developers are constantly entering the market. And Michael, you would love to tell people about one developer that you have unearthed.
That's right, Craig. Anwaj, actually. They're not a new developer as such, as they've been operating in Europe and the Middle East itself for the past 11 years or so. However, they have been flirting with the idea of entering Dubai's market for the past 2 or 3 years. So Anwaj are a mid-tier developer, Craig. They build very affordable housing with an eco-friendly team. And this new project they've announced is called Starlight Park and will be located in the Maidan area, District 11 to be exact. It's quite early in terms of the exact details. However, we can expect 172 apartments across 4 buildings, everything you can imagine, with electric charging stations and a residence lounge as well. So excited to see the renders and the pricing for this one in due time, Craig.
All right, so there you go. He's got his finger on the pulse out in the Dubai real estate world. And Lillian, I want to talk about this blue metro line. You've got some details here because a lot of people use Dubai's public transport. I think 1.9 million people every day. So it's a lot of people that are being moved around, right?
Yes, it is. It is. And everyone knows that the traffic in Dubai can be a big issue at times. This is actually set to somewhat ease with the introduction of the new blue metro line. So it's set to transform the northeast of the city. It's going to cost about 18 billion dirhams. And the project will feature 14 new train stations and add about 30 kilometres to the metro network, with half of it being underground. So when it's completed, the blue line will connect 5 principal urban regions of Dubai. So it's going to connect Bur Dubai and Deira, downtown and Business Bay, Dubai Silicon Oasis, and then Dubai Marina and Expo City. So once it's complete, it'll be 131 kilometres long and have 78 stations served by 168 trains, which should definitely provide some relief. So the only unfortunate thing is that it won't be finished until 2029. This is actually going to coincide with the 20th anniversary of the Dubai Metro.
A lot of work going into that particular line that you're talking about. Mario, let me just come back to you because I did want your comments about these properties that are launching every 18 hours by these new developers.
I know, it's incredible, isn't it, Craig? I mean, 10,000 units were launched in March alone, giving the total projects for the first quarter to 34,000 units. But the one thing I want the listeners to understand is that the projects have a wide, diverse mix, which obviously will challenge investors into understanding which project offers the best investment overall. So it's a myriad of choice, really. This competition amongst the developers may actually give rise once more to some offerings, things like gifts or post-handover payment plans. When I say gifts, I mean cars. Often developers would say, buy this property and we'll throw in this car. Maybe that's good if you've had your car ruined by the rain. Other incentives such as payments towards fees in order to attract buyers to their offerings could also come back. So watch this space. I think they're going to have to work very hard to attract the buyers to their offerings.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of people buying new cars, Mario. No doubt about that. How do you think your four-wheel drive would have gone? It would have sunk.
No, the new one is perfect. There's a video going out viral that it looks like a boat. So actually, I'm very happy with mine.
Okay. Just with regard to all of these properties, as a result of all the new stock coming onto the market, which is finding an audience based on, let's not forget, the number of expats that are arriving daily. However, we are seeing demand for property outweighing the supply. However, there are a lot of units in the pipeline. And Michael, you've got some information around all of that.
Yes, well, it's interesting, Craig. I heard Faisal Durrani, who was the head of research at Knight Frank, he told Al Arabiya English that over 26,000 homes will be delivered in 2024, increasing slightly to over 32,000 in 2025. So he estimates around 110,000 units will be completed between now and 2028. And the handovers due in the next few years are expected to ease the rapid rate of price growth. However, we are expecting to see continued growth as a whole across the market going into the future with foreign investment continuing to enter the market. So the age-old saying still applies, Craig. The best time to buy in Dubai particularly was yesterday. Second best time is today.
Yeah, that's true. And Mario, those numbers, of course, a lot of units, they're not that far away. I mean, 2028.
That's right. But one thing you've got to remember, the population growth is there. I mean, last year we added 100,000 people to 1 year's worth of growth. So to have 110,000 between sort of now and 2028, that's another 4 years. So there are more people coming to live in Dubai than there are actually these projects being handed over. So I think it'll be fine. There'll still be growth despite the number of units that are being launched.
And one of your favourite talking points, and I have to say it's mine as well, is the line which we've talked about in Saudi Arabia. And there's been a little bit of an update in terms of what is going on. Now, it's not going to be as long as they first announced. Now, when I first saw this, I actually thought it must have been a typo, especially when you think of the competition with the UAE and Saudi. So, Lillian, you have got all of those important numbers for us.
Yes, it's definitely not a typo. This is straight out of Bloomberg, and they are known for being quite on the target with their numbers. So we all know about this ambitious project by NEOM that's going on in Saudi Arabia. It has unfortunately faced some setbacks due to financial concerns, just due to lack of outside investment. Listeners might recall that we talked about it before. It was supposed to be 170 kilometres long. It's being downsized, if you would believe, from 170 to 2.4 kilometres. which is still impressive. It's just not quite as long. So unfortunately, it's not going to be quite as spectacular as they originally intended. And clearly their vision was a little bit more ambitious than reality.
Wow. I mean, Mario, that is such a big loss. And I wonder what the UAE sort of thinks about that, you know, because it's such a reduction, 170 Ks down to 2.4 Ks.
Yeah, I mean, the whole project was very, very ambitious. It was radical. It was new. Certainly, I think the UAE would look at it and say, well, you know, we've also had projects where we haven't had the funding, or perhaps they've been too ambitious. So they're probably thinking, yeah, we've been there, done that, got the T-shirt, so move on, nothing to see here. Look, the line is still radical. If they do actually do what they say, it will still be spectacular, but it's not going to be exactly what they said. And in fact, Saudi, I know, have reached out to the Chinese to try and get more investment from the Chinese, in actual fact, to just continue with this project along the lines of what it was stated as.
Okay, we'll be watching that with a lot of interest. Now, we often speak about the luxury market in Dubai setting new records for pricing and sales volumes, with branded residences and ultra-high-end property coming onto the market every month. Some analysts, now, they are expecting to see some of the largest growth in the market coming from the luxury sector this year. And Michael, you have some of the numbers around all of this.
Yeah, that's right, Craig. Many analysts are expecting an overall growth rate of 10% in the Dubai real estate market this year. And much of that is fueled by affordable family living in the form of townhouses and villas and apartments also, of course. However, like you alluded to, analysts are expecting a surge of 15 to 20% of growth in the luxury sector alone. This is fueled by a variety of factors, including a limited supply of readily available units, particularly completed properties. This shortage of available units is pushing up demand and prices, especially in the secondary luxury market. Investors are also attracted by the city's unparalleled lifestyle, safety, security, investor-friendly government policies, and a secure investment environment. Additionally, as our listeners will be well aware of, Dubai has one of the best return on investment rates in the world, exceeding that of major cities like London and New York, Toronto, with property prices remaining comparatively lower here in Dubai. And as a global ultra-high net worth individual, people are waking up to the market here. It's leading to continued growth in the luxury sector, Craig, yeah.
And it's set to continue, as you say, for quite some time. Well, sometimes in real estate, there can be some unforeseen weird things that take place in the market. And Lillian has got one of those coming up in just a moment. If you are a real estate agent listening this morning, don't do this. A real estate agent who was preparing for a viewing and tried to hide some dirty sheets on top of a shelf directly under a light bulb. Not a good thing to do, and you can probably guess where this is going. Yep, the sheets caught fire. Not a great look burning the vendor's sheets and having to explain that, but the real estate agent wished that that's where the story ended, with just burnt sheets. Unfortunately, the entire house burnt down. Shouldn't laugh because it's a very serious subject, but you wouldn't do something like that, would you, Lillian?
I am really lucky that nothing that disastrous has ever happened to me, but I will say I've seen some weird things in people's apartments. I did have a photo shoot actually in an apartment. I turned up with a photographer and the tenant was there just counting piles of money on the dining room table. And she actually sat there while we took the photos. So if you look carefully in those pictures, you can see just wads of cash. I also had a rental in the marina where there was a small furry rug on the floor. And as I got closer, I realized that it was a Pomeranian dog skin. So I don't know if that was an ex-pet that they perhaps wanted to keep around. I also had a wealthy Russian client, and I did a viewing and I noticed this gold-framed painting on the wall. It was all lit up and behind glass, and I'm pretty sure it was an original Gustav Klimt, who's a famous Austrian painter and whose paintings are actually worth millions. So you see some odd things in houses.
I don't know what's going on with counting the cash. Can you make sense of that? That sounds very mafia style, Mario.
Yeah, I've not come across that one, especially not in a house, maybe in a big bag as we go to the trustee office. But I would just like to add one thing. There was a chap in 2013 called David Gonzalez who bought a house in Minnesota. He only paid $10,100, but he bought it as a fixer-upper. And what he did is he started to strip back the walls. Inside the walls and inside the insulation between the walls, he found a copy of Action Comics number 1 from 1938. This is the first appearance of Superman. He then went on to actually sell it at auction. It was graded as 1.5 out of 10 because the cover was detached, but he ended up selling it for a whopping $175,000.
I thought you were going to say $175 million, but it's still not a bad outcome, is it?
Absolutely not. He only paid $10,100 for the house.
Yeah.
That's 17 times the value of the house. Unbelievable. I mean, that would be my dream to find something like that.
Well, yeah, particularly with you being mad with the comics. Well, that kind of wraps us up today. Thank you very much, Mario, Lillian and Michael. All have yourself a wonderful weekend.
Lovely weekend to all the listeners, and I'll be back next week.
Thanks, Craig. Speak to you next week.
Pleasure as always, Craig. I'll speak to you next week, and a great weekend ahead for the listeners.
Explore new property destinations where you could live with exclusive interviews covering real estate news and market insights. We cover everything on the Dubai Property Podcast.